Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Now look at this steal. Here's the steal. 3-on-1. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mendez. And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible. Here comes Mendez off the steal.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
Give it up, give it up for Scott Swaggerfield.
Scotty Swaggerfield.
You went though. Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done. Ladies, way to bounce back. Bus Texas on
that. Got that dub last night.
Yep, indeed, indeed.
Got that. Got that dub on Saturday.
Sweet Caroline week.
Volleyball took care of business against Pittsburgh.
Volleyball did recently.
Yep, 3-0. And hockey lost 6-1, but you know.
Can you imagine what it would be like to sit around and just watch your football team lose to one of the worst teams in the conference? Then you got a big game, which your team's supposed to be good, and you lose. Then you come back, you beat like some crappy team, and you're like, okay, well, and then you go, and then your football team loses again, and then you go to the other game again, and you're like, okay, and then you lose your
another
big
game.
And it's like, actually, no, you get obliterated in your other big game. You're like,
Sound like Ross from Friends.
Oh,
hi guys.
I appreciate Kentucky today for reminding us, like, hey, it could be worse.
Hey, listen. While you appreciate Kentucky and it could be worse, I'll say I owe an apology. And it's always so good, Steve, to have these moments to get roped back into reality.
I know.
Listen.
No, I know what you're going to say, and I'm 100% in agreement with this.
Hey, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yep. Same.
I understand your passion. And we're all getting better at separating emotion, you know, and passion and positivity.
I was convinced. Before last night, I was convinced that we have the only fan base in America that just... It's like fire the coach.
Oh God!
Oh, just in the drag, you know, like oh, this is terrible. And listening to Kentucky fans last night on that post game show, I'm like, I apologize to my fan base. Like, I'm sorry. It's not y'all's fault. You're just mad.
Oh, my God, Steve. Like,
I'll tell you this right now, James. I'm done with him. I'm done with him, James. Yeah, fire him.
Are we just lying to ourselves? Again and again and again. It's the same old crap every year.
Every year they tell us that we're going to be good. And now we're not.
Cal is 3-13 in the last 20 top 20 matches. Which surely does suck.
No, yeah, it's actually terrible. Actually, when I was listening to some of them calls, and I kind of felt them, because at first I'm like, y'all chill out. And then afterwards I'm like, wait a minute, now to think about it.
3-13?
Every time y'all played a big game, you'd be losing.
And Cal put up a fuss about not one. Who, what coach gets away with putting up a fuss about not playing in any other team's arena?
Oh, I know. And you still lost. You might as well just went to Gonzaga.
You're right. And then you would have had an excuse.
Yeah. It's like, and on top of it, think about this. Gonzaga still essentially got a home game. And you still lost. Actually, I think you pissed them off.
You're right. You guaranteed they were going
to. Like, what would Texas do to Kentucky? Texas beat Kentucky by a million.
Oh, God.
That's why I said it last week, and I'll say it again, man. They're losing just as much as Louisville, just on a different level right now. You are just a little better loser than we are at the moment.
I mean,
until we shock the world today.
I mean, Steve.
Maybe.
I'd feel better. If we went today.
Hey, it's fine.
Steve.
Fun to think about. They do look like they're having a good time, so that's good.
Hey, boys. Are you
I'm glad y'all are having fun. I'm glad everybody's having a good time.
Because listen.
Hey.
Listen, I am. Basketball glad. Team. That the fun videos.
No, listen. I'm just shooting. I'm like, get better. Get better. Let's win Wednesday.
Listen. I'll tell you. You ain't going to like the fun videos. During your game.
Unless they, I mean, if they get blown out.
Right.
If they get blown out, I'm going to be like, well, that's because y'all spent the last 2 days on a boat.
Yeah. Yeah. You see how quick.
Kenny Payne's shooting free throws over here. Should have had my players shoot free. I will be that guy.
Everything.
Oh, I'll be that guy.
It's not going to matter.
No.
Yeah, it's absolutely
You see
not
people gonna. You may get frustrated with on Twitter every once in a while. I'm talking just the fans, like different media, you know, and you're like, you think they're too negative. You should watch a game with me. I'll be like, this dude just don't get it. He took them to Maui. They've been playing games, tiddlywinks, and now I'm down 40 points.
Was it tummy?
Yeah. I'll take any of these other coaches into Maui right now.
Listen,
I'll trade them right now.
I listened to Kentucky give their players away to Louisville last night.
Yeah, they were like, Toppin can go to Louisville. I text James last night. I was like, I mean, we'll take them. Like, if y'all are giving them, like.
Right. I mean, that fan base was miserable, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I was just like, oh boy. And like I said, we're frustrated. That was miserable.
Well, we're in year one, though. Like, even in our deepest frustrations, even if you're out there right now and you're like, I think he has made two major coaching blunders down the stretch,
mm-hmm.
You still go, but he can improve on that. They've been listening to Cal for 14 years tell him, well, maybe I should have did this. You listen to Cal's post game, and he was just like, I mean, guys, Oscar's not practiced but twice. I wanted to be like, he's the National Player of the Year. And I mean, he's only practiced twice, guys. What do you want me to do?
It was funny.
He's the reigning National Player of the Year in that 2015, bro.
Listen.
And you're going to blame that? What did Sheboy say? He got up there and was like, I just don't think any of us know the plays.
We're not running any plays to call it. That's what he said. We're not running any plays to call it. What? Excuse me? Look, the caller said, it's just Oscar and a bunch of dudes.
Listen,
I'm like, look at the ranks.
I'll say it today. I'll say it right now on this show. If we get beat by Arkansas, and Jalen Withers or somebody's like, I don't know. He calls the plays, and we just run something else. I'll run Kenny Payne out of town. I mean, I don't know.
In game three.
We watch him, and he calls the play, and we just – he calls one, and we run two. I don't get it. We just – I can't stop us.
I couldn't believe my ears.
I can't stop myself. I know I'm supposed to go left, but I just go right and set the pick. I don't really know. Like, what? What did he just say? I mean, and I like Sheboy. Like, I really do. I really like – he's my – I always pick one on Kentucky, and I'm like –
No, he was telling the truth, though.
I know.
We can't get away with that in year one, Steve.
Did you hear what Calipari said? Calipari said at one point, I just put Sheboy over in the corner and told him.
Yeah.
He said, I told him to play dribble drive around him.
Yes. Yes, I heard that. That was the game plan. I told him just stay on the baseline and we'll just dribble and attack and see if we get
something. We're just going to dribble around him, dribble drive around him and try to make a play. Like
Nick, do you have that clipped up?
I actually, Kentucky fan listening, and I know you're listening. I actually felt for you. It did scare me a little bit because some of our offense looks like Calipari's offense, and that did worry me for future prospects. But we can get to that when that time comes. because it's true, Marcus. I can't not say that. We dribble drive. And it's, I know I shouldn't have said it. I shouldn't have said it, but I did think it. I did think it. It did cross my mind. Some of the things Calipari was saying, I was like, "It's kind of what we do." I don't like it. Like I could see Kenny Payne. Listen, y'all, stop listening for a second. I could see Kenny Payne being like, "Hey, Sydney, get in the corner. Y'all just penetrate and kick around him." I'm like, "Dang." It's not gonna work, but we're gonna have to get better talent. So there's that. Okay, I was like, I don't call a timeout in that situation. I was like, who decided to hire off the Kenny Payne? Josh Hurd. Who told you to hire him? Who told you to go to Cal? The Calipari tree. But we'll do it better because we have better assistants. Listen. You're sitting there like that. You know it's true. All right, let's get back to doing the show. But it was funny listening to Calipari say it. Hey, I long for the day I play 2 versus 4 again, okay? So. I want to lose both of them, maybe split, maybe go 1-1 in the week when I have two big games. They will change our offense. Kenny Payne's year one. He's got time to change. Okay?
Again, Oscar's practiced like twice.
See? I mean, he's the national player of the year. He's only had two practices. If Oscar practiced three times, they would have killed Gonzaga.
Again, Oscar's practiced like twice.
Shock the world. Tonight. We're going to dribble drive all around Arkansas.
Oh, God.
Penetrate, lane touches.
Oh, Jesus Lord.
Yeah. It's what I thought, okay? What do you want me to say, okay? It did cross my mind listening to him. It did cross my mind. But we're going to be better.
You just ruined the entire experience. I know. You just guaranteed fudge. you just guaranteed our lives are going to be personal hell during this rebuild.
Yeah.
We do got better assistants, though.
We do have better assistants.
NIL money, Oscar Tshiebwe and Sidney Curry. It hurt them both. Only Oscar's still going to get his 15 rebounds.
Sidney's going to play better tonight.
Louisville loves names.
I feel this. I do think we'll play a little bit. We'll see. We can get to that. We can get to that.
I want to hurry up, Nikki, because I want to take this call. That was the worst dead fish.
I know. I did. Listen,
that was the
worst. It was my dead fish I threw myself in my living room last night. He said that, and I was like, I mean, that's stupid. I was like, I think that's what we do.
You can do that in the rebuild, Steve.
I was like, I don't like this.
You don't do that against Gonzaga.
I feel like I was listening to the vast void that was my future last night on that postgame.
Sign me up.
I know.
Yeah, I'll sign up.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take my chances.
Okay. All right. Anyways, anything we needed to take there, Nick, before we get into this?
Okay. Did somebody call in here just to socialize?
Just want to say what's up, Nick. Are you okay?
Yeah, you got to talk. Cause I got to talk.
I was like, is everything okay over there?
It was our boy Philly Carl, and he had a funny idea.
Oh, he didn't want to get on the air today?
Oh.
Oh, Philly didn't want to get on the air today?
They stuck past Patty Ice and Ice Colts. No, he said do this, and let's see if this is funny.
It's probably not.
Again, Oscars practice like twice.
We in here talking about practice.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Well done. Yeah. Cowboys just scored again.
40-3?
Yeah, they're
really
awesome. They're awesome. But anyway,
I'm not comparing. I'm
just saying hypothetically, it looks the same. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Not saying it's gonna be that way. Not saying we can't win games.
Get kids to come play here.
The dribble drop works better in the ACC.
In the league,
there's younger coaches. Well, no, that is true. I do think that is true. Okay, let's take this one. Then I got to get to this football team, baby. Go ahead.
Fire away, my man.
Yes, good morning, Marcus and Steve.
Morning.
Good morning.
I think they're going to do good today. I think they play better out of town. And while they lost them three games, you know, all the hype, all the taxes, all the family base. So I feel they role plays better on the road. And I feel today is going to be a victory.
Appreciate that call. We'll revisit that conversation. Let's not do this, y'all. Let's not do it. Like, Steve, you did it. It's all your fault.
Okay. I believe this.
I watched Jahar Jordan.
Oh.
I watched Jahar Jordan drop a football and cannon and just totally take off.
How about this football team, man?
He had some open speed.
Jahar Jordan.
Golly. Yeah.
Golly.
Steve, there is no better feeling, right, than to watch a quarterback rolling out to the left. And as a Louisville fan, I see number 22, Yasir Abdullah.
Oh, yeah.
And you
boxing.
Just.
Yeah. That was like, golly.
Because listen, after you've watched your team start to win some games, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And you've seen this picture before. And you know your player, and you're like, if you have kids, you want to say, hey, son, watch this.
Yeah.
Like, once you saw there was no offensive lineman between Yasir Abdullah and that quarterback.
He's going to get him.
And you can see it like 3 seconds before it even happens. It's like, uh-oh.
That was awesome, man.
Yeah. And to watch him hawk, finish the play, and just get his full celebration flex on. And when you start trusting your defensive backs, you don't even care if he gets the pass off.
I know.
You start watching it, and you're like, I don't care if he gets the pass off, because he's under so much heat that my DBs are picking off these footballs now.
Well, it's one of those deals where one side of the field, and here's the thing. Like Jarvis Brownlee, for instance, he was catching some flack the other day. And I was like, I thought he was pretty good the other day, actually. Mm-hmm. They
do target him so much.
Well, but no, but here's the problem. They're not targeting Jarvis Brownlee. They're throwing away from Keytrell Clark.
Okay.
Like, I don't think being targeted. Mm-hmm. It's that you're shutting down one side of the field. And it's like, okay, you got to go over here. And Brownlee, I mean, when you're getting that many targets coming at you, I mean, now he does do. I told you, I said he reminds me of Rod Council on the field.
It's like, where did I know that name from?
Yeah, but where Rod Council was awesome, but he was even really aggressive. Mm-hmm. Council would come up, get good. He would backfield tackle, yeah, you know, support, open field tackle, whatever you need. But he would get beat sometimes because he was so aggressive. Brownlee's kind of like that, but I thought Brownlee was good. I mean, and to your point, I mean, just watching what the whole defense does, it just works like a well-oiled machine, man. And then,
you know what it seems like? It seems like they need. It seems like it takes them about three or four defensive possessions to find the mark. You know, it takes them about four full tilt defensive possessions, maybe five, mm-hmm. four or five, and you're like, okay, this is what my defense is going to look like. You know, another team might catch a play here and there.
Yes,
but you know how you start watching, and you're like. Even if they get first downs, you're like, they had to earn that one.
Yeah.
They had to earn. That was a dangerous big play. You know, like you start seeing quarterbacks like they have to make a big time throw or they have to make big time run to get. And you kind of start watching your defense. Even if they give up a score, you're like, OK, they're getting better each possession. They're finding, you know, who to pressure, who to target. You know, it's like, man. So it's like if they survive. Early without giving up touchdowns and getting behind, it's like, okay, game on.
Oh, no, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. So, I mean, and even offensively, man, I mean, Brock came in, did his job. You know, I mean, are we better with him? I don't think so. But, I mean, Mark said it this morning. I mean, Kentucky and NC State's defense is nearly identical in numbers.
Kentucky's...
Just kind of looking ahead. Like I'm holding back a little bit on looking ahead today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just if you wanted to, I mean, if you wanted a comparison, numbers wise, they're really close. So could you know if it ends up being Brock? Did Brock convince you Saturday night you can win the game with him? Like win a rivalry game with him? I mean, I think so. You know, I mean, would I feel better
when the league?
Sure, but.
Do you think we won that game? Well, okay, we won that game off defensive pressure.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, I also think the way we can control the ball on the ground matters a lot, too. And, I mean, that's kind of the calling card. That's why I think quarterback doesn't freak you out as much right now. Because the calling card to this team is defense and running the football. Period. Your receivers, I mean... Outside of Hudson right now, it's a little slim pickings. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's like as long as I can run the football, and I mean, I think you're going to have – you saw Maurice Turner. I don't think you're going to see Cooley or Mitchell anymore.
Uh-huh.
So – and I just don't think you see him anymore.
Mitchell? So,
Jalen Mitchell.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just doubt you'll see either one of those. So you have –
You don't expect Turner. You don't expect to see Malik.
Yeah, I if Malik can go, I mean, Coach Satterfield said, I think you'll see Brock and Malik,
mm-hmm.
but Coach Satterfield said Malik was really close to going Saturday.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, and his post-game press conference, or it might have been on with afterwards or whatever, but he said Malik was really close to going Saturday.
Okay, I didn't know.
So if he was, I think he'll go against Kentucky. I said,
Would you rather have it that way?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't.
They can handle.
I can't not. Malik is just pretty enough. Like, I can't live with you and I can't live without you. So, but Brock, I trust Brock Doman though. I trust Brock Doman to not make mistakes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
and I know that kind of sounds like a backhanded compliment.
The commentator said it too. He said he managed the game, and he's like, you don't want to make him feel like that's a slight by saying he managed the game.
Because yeah.
This team needs you to manage the game.
Yeah, if Brock was in here right now, and I said that, I would have done the same thing. I would have been like, that is not a slight.
Mm-hmm.
But I trust him to not do anything that's going to cost me the game.
Yeah.
And my and Tyon Evans, you get him back fully healthy. I would hope. They said he wasn't 100%, but he could go. He went the first half. He was in street clothes in the second half, but he didn't look like he hurt himself anymore. I think they were just comfortable with Turner and Jordan.
Yep.
So I assume he'll play. And, I mean, look, there's some guys on this team that, again, not trying to jump ahead, but, it's hard not to look ahead a little bit. And there's some guys on this team I think want this one, too.
How hard is it not to look ahead?
Oh, extremely.
Yeah, like
it's really hard. And I hate to not give them their roses
that's
for
the problem.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Because they played so – that's a top 25 team they beat. Busted. I mean, they busted up a top 25 team, you know, in Cardinal Stadium on Saturday night or Saturday afternoon. So it's like –
was it as cold as people say?
Yes.
It was as cold as
it was really cold. I was down there the whole fourth quarter, and it was freezing.
My boy said he said he was miserable.
The front row.
Yeah.
He
said he was miserable.
Yeah. No, it was freezing cold.
Listen, I didn't expect that. Like, here's the thing. Nikki, you know how a lot of people like to do the, was that the rain game, and I toughed it out? Nobody who toughed it out said that was a good decision other than the game was so awesome, I couldn't leave. But everybody who stayed is like, in hindsight, is like, it was awesome. It was a great game to see. It's cold. It's just like stupid cold.
Texter brings this up. I got a question. Do you think Malik's not been great against Kentucky? Do you think that plays into anything?
I mean, we've been thinking about it, obviously, right? Like how he's going to respond to, like, is it personal?
Yeah.
He's never beat Kentucky, right?
No, and he's never really played well, period, against Kentucky.
Well, didn't he break, like, Lamar Jackson's longest run?
Yeah.
And that was...
we went on to lose by, what, 6 touchdowns?
Ish.
Yeah. Somewhere around there. Yeah, it was like, even when he played over there in Commonwealth, he had the great throw.
Do you think, serious question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Kentucky hid their offensive playbook for Georgia to bring it out against Louisville?
I bet that's what it was.
Watching the game, I kind of.
Actually, I'll take it a game further. I bet they threw the game against Vandy to lure us in.
Oh, to do like a 2-game losing streak.
They got us right where they want us. Damn it.
I know.
Wait a minute. Did they beat somebody in between?
No.
So they Vandy and then Georgia?
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're getting paid like that, 7 wins is enough.
Hey, I heard a little rumor. Speaking of pay, we'll take the call. David, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say a few things, just in my opinion, about the upcoming game against Kentucky. I think that what Stoops and them is going to try to do is try to throw to their tight ends, and they're most definitely going to try to run the ball against us. If Louisville, our Cardinals, will do a better job probably with the situational coaching, and what I mean by that is taking advantage of mismatches and playing to our strength.
Right.
I think we have a real good chance of coming out with a victory in this game. But home field, with them having home field advantage and Kentucky just off 2-game losing streak, I really don't know how it is. You know, it's a 12th man always. So, but I think if we really do a better job in our situational coaching, taking advantage of our strengths and their weaknesses and getting great matchups, I think we have a real good chance of winning. But we do have to stop the run against Kentucky first and foremost, because I know that Stoops wants to run the ball with that big running back they have up there.
Right.
So thank you for taking my call, and y'all have a nice day and holiday.
Yeah.
Appreciate
same,
it, man.
Same to you. Appreciate the call. Did he do air quotes when he said home field advantage?
I'm sure.
This would be the worst attended Louisville Kentucky game in history.
What's the weather looking like for Saturday?
I have zero idea.
I guess I can look.
You don't think you don't think they tucked away some of that playbook for Georgia?
50% chance of rain. 53 degrees. I mean, yeah. No, totally. I mean, they probably were like, I bet I'll take it back even further. They're like, let's shout, we're right behind Clemson and Ohio State, and we're going to make it to Atlanta this year. And then let's only win six games leading going into the Louisville game, and they'll never see it coming.
How about this?
They'll never see it coming, baby.
Hey, Steve, how about we do this? How about we make Nikki burn the midnight oil and go get all the sound, all the preseason, all the turn the corner, all the local radio shows, all the tweets about how good Kentucky's going to be. And let's talk about it. And listen, let's compile all the criminal history over the last 15 months and get all the commentary and just make one big compilation.
I mean, I can.
No, we're not medieval torture thrones. No, we don't go get other people's sound. And
it could be kind of fun, though. If you want me to, just let me know.
No, Nikki.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you, Nick Grossman. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. People, let me take a second to give a special thanks, a special welcome. Let everybody know. Welcome to the team, Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, business, building, or municipality, you rely on the movement of the pumps they provide. The moment your water or sewage pump, the moment you need any work on your water or sewage pump, you should think of Kentuckiana Pump Sales first. Over 35 years of experience. Best service at fairest possible prices. Jeffersonville, Indiana. Just go over there. 3303 Industrial Parkway. Listen, Harold and Mark are waiting to help you out. Find out exactly what you need. Utility pumps, sump pumps, effluent grinders, sewage. Anything you need right across the river, Jeffersonville, Indiana, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, 812-725-9217. Who got it? Rolling along, Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
Feeling good.
Up, man? I got 4 days to talk about Kentucky. I got 4 days to hear they fans crying about how it's unfair that Louisville may end up beating them on Saturday. I want to talk about what's going on today. That's today's basketball game.
Go right ahead. Now, yeah.
Certain things I just want to see today. I want to see them follow the defense game plan. Ellis, I understand, bro. You're trying to stay out of foul trouble, but you got to play some defense. You can't let guards keep getting by you time and time again. You're putting your big man in bad positions. And that's kind of killing the team. It's killing them, making them look bad. And we're getting on them. And for the love of God, if you're taking your man off the dribble and getting in the paint, take the shot. I understand trying to follow Kenny Payne's sit pass rule, but if you got a chance to get in the paint and you guys can't take a shot. Take a shot, guards.
Right.
Take a shot, small forwards. In the paint, if you got that opportunity, because these first three games, I have seen these guys get in the paint. The next thing you know, they pass the ball in the paint. I'm like, why are you taking a shot? Well, I understand you're trying to follow everything Kenny Payne tell me you do, but sometimes if you got a chance to get a shot, take the shot. I just want to see them take the shots in the paint like they're supposed to and play and follow defensive game plan. That's all I want to see today. And hopefully they'll be able to stay in the game with Arkansas and hopefully squeak out a win at the end.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Lawrence. Anytime Lawrence breaks out, for the love of God, that's when we know it's like, okay.
We should put that on the bingo board.
That's high anxiety, Lawrence.
Yeah, that's when it's like, okay, this is some serious stuff here.
He's like, that could be a fun drinking game. I like that.
For the love of God.
Lawrence is in pregame mode.
I know.
He's in full, like.
Yeah, look, it's Maui day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's like, I've been looking forward to Maui for awesome.
Oh, I mean, listen, I will say this. I did get a little boost of energy when I saw the court yesterday. It's been a while since we've got to watch Louisville in the Maui. And listen, just kind of chatting with some people in the Louisville office. I think it might be a long time before you see Louisville in the Maui again. So I would. Bahamas? Yes. Maui, I don't know. I would enjoy the Maui experience. So, but I like it, man. I love the Maui. That's an expensive go around when you can go to the Bahamas.
I don't want to hear that crap about finances. Hey, Nikki.
But yeah,
Nikki.
But I'm here for it.
I have to. I need your attention, Nikki.
Nope.
Because there's
he's done with this phone call.
Yeah, right. Is that a phone call I need to take?
Well, Miss Terry wants to get on at some point. She also says that Jack and I have the same giggle. I didn't know that.
It's probably me too. Okay, here's the thing. We're gonna take Miss Terry.
Yes.
And then I'm gonna tell you a story, but I'm gonna need your attention for the story. Okay.
Okay. Deal.
Miss Terry, fire away.
I'm curious to know, did you or Steve here on the Diener show this morning, the Kentucky fan calling in complaining about their football team and the coach and how bad they playing and how they were ranked number 4 and was on their way to the Orange Bowl?
No, but that's funny.
I mean, did they go back and listen to that? They didn't play anybody to get that rank?
Chris from Richmond. It was a good call.
I have to.
I can cut that. I'll play that for you. You guys might need a cigarette afterwards.
Oh man, well, that's funny.
Well, thanks for the heads up, yeah. Ms. Terry. Okay, right. Okay. So this is a quick Maui conversation. I was telling Steve a story, right? You know, this is my senior year. I'm in Maui. Hey, could you bring up that article?
Oh. Yes.
So
I sent it to you, right?
So here's the thing, Nikki. You know, we didn't have a good year my senior year, right? It's okay. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Nikki, there just happened to be in Maui. There just happened to be some guy making his college debut after serving little suspension, right? Just decided against Louisville, he's going to make his debut. You want to know who this guy was making his college debut against Louisville?
I'm listening.
This little 6'8" His name's Caron Butler.
Ooh, I've heard of him.
Right. It was like,
he's good at basketball.
Yeah, it's like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, we got the little scouting. Yeah, Coach Davenport, hey, you got guy, he's a nice little athlete. What? Is that your nice little athlete? Is that the guy you were talking about coming off suspension? Like, yeah, okay, thanks for not preparing us for him, Coach Davenport.
What was his stat line?
Well, I'll tell you. It's from ESPN.
So Steve is funny because when I tell him about a memory, he'll usually see if he can punch it in and see how much I remember the right way. And then, you know, he's good with the names and stuff. Okay,
so. Yeah, like I'm not trying to, like, fact check him. I'm just like, I'm curious.
Yeah, like, just funny. Yeah, like, who, you know, yeah, who. You know, like, he'll read the schedule, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, because trust me, I would love to be like, Caron Butler made his debut the game before you guys. Against Chaminade.
Actually.
No. From ESPN, it says, Caron Butler made the wait worthwhile. The freshman had 20 points in an impressive college debut to lead the number 12 Connecticut Huskies to an 83-71 victory over Louisville on Wednesday.
I didn't know they were 14 in the country. Jeez.
12th.
12th? Jeez.
And Maui's pretty good. That was the fifth place game.
Oh, God. Keep going, Steve.
I know. Says Butler, 6'7" swingman. I'm not going to read the whole article, just the important parts. Missed the Huskies' first three games because of an NCAA violation regarding payment of his prep school tuition. He lived up to the recruiting hype right away, making a three-pointer in his first college shot and a dunk on his second. He said, you know, the guy from Louisville, number 5, was whack. I knew I would have 25. And then he goes on to say, you always want to make your first every game or your first game ever, but that one helped me get rid of all the jitterbugs. I was really nervous because there were so many expectations from so many people. Marcus Maben had 25 points to lead Louisville despite being limited to 9 minutes in the second half.
What?
Because of foul trouble.
What? Marcus Maben had 25 points against number 12 UConn despite only playing 9 minutes in the second half? Coach, you only let me play 9 minutes in the second half because of foul trouble?
So what did Marcus Maben have to say?
Oh, God. No, let's just move on.
Listen, it says Louisville started.
No. Let's move along.
Well, in for a penny, in for a pound, Marcus.
An all-new front line, including two freshmen. There were a lot of things we didn't really do well.
Is Coach Crum talking?
Yep, they dominated us on the board, said Coach Denny Crum. Overall, I'm really pleased with what we did here. I don't think the freshmen knew what to expect. This will really help us down the road. Maben, however, would not blame the officiating for his limited minutes. If you play fundamental defense, you won't get into that kind of trouble, Maben said. But would like to give a shout out to Karan Butler, who I now call Dad.
That's all a quote, right?
That end quote.
Wait. At the beginning.
But the begining part of that quote is the important part.
Wait, give me the
if you play fundamental defense, you won't get into that kind of foul trouble.
I actually said that?
That's what you said. That's what you said.
Look at you taking
the
Uber high road.
I know.
I mean, 25 points and you only play 9 minutes in the whole second half and in foul trouble. And the quote when asked about the foul trouble is, if you play fundamental defense, you won't get in that kind of trouble. 30 years later, I'm right here telling y'all, get low, fellas. You won't get in foul trouble. Get low, fellas. You won't get in foul trouble.
God. Say one more for the people in the back.
Has the game not changed at all?
No, I listen, you earned a little credit on that one. I mean, outside of, you know, giving Karan Butler so much credit, it was, you gave, and he was very disrespectful of you
to me,
producing
yeah.
that article. No, none of those were not true. But yeah, no, yeah. I mean, listen, I'll give you credit on that. Texter says, Marcus, are we using the glass enough to suit you?
No, never, never. You're never going to play low enough for me. You're never going to use the glass enough.
Is the biggest question in Maui, do you think we're coming down to, does Kamari, because this texter says, does Kamari get it together in Maui?
In Maui, God.
Really?
Thank God. That's disappointing.
Oh.
Well, thank God.
Oh. You one thing y'all ain't got to worry about.
Really?
Is these kids getting distracted. Oh, God.
Surprising.
Seriously. Listen. I'm actually a little disappointed.
Hey, I don't believe you.
Maui, yeah. You got to bring him.
I've watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You got to bring him.
And if, yeah. And if the receptionists look like that, then yeah. I don't.
That's not true. It's not true.
Okay. Kamari Land's getting it together. Sidney Curry getting it together. Are those the two?
Are you asking me, like, what I prefer?
No. Yeah, both of them.
Sydney.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying, are those the two things that it's like, are those going to be the two that's what we're watching for. Like, can winner one? You get what I'm saying? Like, you know how every year we pick a little something, and it's like, okay, if this happens, even
you
if
know what? I'm done. Nope. Okay. Nope.
We're not doing starting lineup talk?
I'm not doing this again, Steve. You asked me that question. Starters. I'm not doing that again.
We are, however, doing bowl projections.
I am not waiting for Kamari Lance to get it. I've done it three times. I'm done with that.
Tell him to leave.
No.
Get out of here.
Listen, VJ and Sam, I'm done.
Yeah.
I can't do that again.
Especially with Curtis Williams out here tweeting about how he ain't going nowhere. He's like, that's my school.
Listen.
I'm like, all right, Kamari.
Here's the thing. I'm not waiting for Kamari Lands to break out. I'm going to hope.
He's just a baby.
I'm going to start benching him in the games. I need him too bad. I need him to be successful way too much. And I can't deal with the stress of come on, just because then I'm going to turn into that. I'm going to make him the new VJ or something. I don't care. It's game three.
He's just a baby.
He's just a little guy.
No, he's not. Like Sydney, it's like, you're
not,
Sydney,
not literally. He's pretty
40.
Tall.
40. Go play.
Sydney, go play. But you understand what I'm saying? Like, of course, I'm being hyperbolic when I talk about Kamari. Yeah, but I just don't want to do another wait and hope. And then if he has one good game and then regresses, then I'm just frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, roller coaster of emotions with him. I'm going to put it this way. I don't want to expect him to break out. I'm just going to say, hey, everything he does is growing.
Does that little gym change anything, though?
Okay. This is the best way I can describe it.
Being as you scored 25.
Oh, that was just that game.
I thought you would know. Yeah. I'm going to go look up your stats in the whole Maui.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. And look at how I played center for the last 10 minutes of a game. It's,
You were like Kyle Couric. You and Kyle Couric.
Yeah, right.
It's a solid comparison. He dunked. Actually, that might be the best Marcus Maven comparison. Kyle Couric. I'm in.
Probably.
I'm in.
I had to go back and we had to do some side by sides. Steve, okay. Small gym.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
And for people that don't know, I suppose 90% of our people know, but if you don't,
Maui Jim's high school gym.
It's a high school gym.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a high school gym.
JUCO, like you said.
Okay. Here's what I'll tell you. Ooh, the answer is both yes and no. Okay. When a team starts, if you give up a lot of dunks.
Shout out, B-Hall.
If you get a lot of dunks in that gym, you can start getting punked. You know what I'm saying? Like
all. Okay, you know who we're playing.
Almost like you're trapped in there. Yep.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
If you sit around.
Bring on Creighton.
And give up a lot of dunks. You can feel like you're trapped in there with somebody. That's why I like the Chris Mack now you can't leave thing.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like one of those, you're going to have to, hey, you trapped in here with us.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, we're trying to keep you off the boards. It's like, no, you better keep us off the boards.
Yeah.
So if you have an aggressive team, if our guys play aggressive, you feel like you're going to have a big advantage. But if they're on the heels, ugh.
Yeah.
Better play us out, Mickey.
It's only a 15-point spread.
Is that all?
All right.
It's 15?
Bowl projections. Bowl projections, baby.
Cheese it.
Go play aggressive.
Cheese it.
Go
cheese
play aggressive,
it.
Y'all.
Cheese it.
Bowl projections and bracketology. That's what Steve Rummage does.
What's that top one say?
You guys are talking to a guy in Maven that came out blasting his freshman year. Lance isn't a baby.
Yeah, good point.
No, Lance is a baby.
Just a little guy.
He's a little baby.
I'm not playing this game with either one of you. Rolling along. I'm going to get some water.
Does Murray want to shoot? Does Murray want to shoot?
Stop it. Stop it.
Murray wants to hit a three.
93.9 The Ville.
Is Sports Center.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The Sports Center update brought to you by Corfidge Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell phone 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. U of L football beating number 24 NC State at home 25-10. Tuar Jordan 105 yards on the ground with the score. Also had a 98-yard kick return TD. Post game, Scott Satterfield talking about that performance.
We had many opportunities this year for returns. I mean, even that one was kind of weird. The ball bounces, it gets by him. And a lot of times when I've seen when that happens, guys get out of their lanes when they're running. And then he picks it up and he runs, and all of a sudden there's nobody there. He's got to make the kicker miss. And he did it. He's got a lot of speed. And but he's a tough, tough football player.
UK football falling to number one Georgia, 16-6 at home. The Cards and the Cats. Next play in the Governor's Cup this Saturday at 3. Hoops, U of L men's basketball in action in Maui today with number 9 Arkansas. Coverage starting right here on 93.9 The Ville at 3:30. Number 6 U of L women in the Bahamas fall to Gonzaga 79-67 in overtime. Saturday, they bounced back yesterday beating Texas 71-63. Speaking of Gonzaga, they hand UK a loss, beating them 88-72. Some other scores, number 4, U of L volleyball, beating number 7, Pitt 3-0. In the NFL, the Ravens beat the Panthers 13-3.
Download the ESPN Louisville app. Search ESPN Louisville for streaming, podcasts, and the latest program schedule.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.